because as I was working in the White House, I was becoming a very prideful person. And as an extension of that pride, I was plagiarizing columns for my hometown newspaper. I was discovered, and a reporter asked me whether this was true, and I said yes. And I write in The Man in the Middle that I knew that I would resign my White House position that day, which I did. And there's a kind of divorce that takes place in the political classes. When you embarrass the president or the governor or the senator or the congressman, you're cut off. And I deserved it. That is precisely what I deserved. And I went to see the chief of staff, Josh Bolton, and he told me in White House parlance that the boss wanted to see me, meaning the president. And I thought, this is going to be really bad. And I went to the Oval Office, and it was just the president and me. And I thought, this is the proverbial woodshed moment. And I walked into the Oval Office, and I shut the door, and I turned to the president to apologize. And before I could barely get the words out, he said to me, "Tim, you're forgiven." And I said, "Mr. President," I tried to apologize a second time. And he said to me, "I've known grace and mercy in my life, and I'm extending grace and mercy to you, Tim. You're forgiven."